With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The House is hard at work today in a rare Saturday session as lawmakers try to finalize approval of billions of dollars in new aid for Ukraine to stave off the Russian invasion. And that's even in the face of some GOP conservatives who are opposed to passing the money because they're worried about the southern U.S. border.
Some say, well, we have to deal with our border first. The Ukrainian-Russian border is our border. It's the border between depraved autocracy and freedom-loving people seeking our democratic way of life. Do we have a stake in that outcome? Yes.
The Senate would still need to approve the measure in coming days. President Biden has promised to sign the package once it does. The voice you heard there was House Foreign Affairs Committee member Congressman Gary Connolly supporting the package. It is expected to be passed. This month's unprecedented direct attacks between Iran and Israel shining some light on both militaries, and experts say Israel clearly is superior in that regard. The BBC's Will Vernon has more.
The fear in the West is that a cycle of retaliation between Israel and Iran could ignite a wider war. There is hope that the limited nature of the Israeli attack will allow the Iranians to walk away from any further response. Officials in Tehran have been downplaying the significance of Israel's strike. But tensions are running high in the Middle East, and diplomats will be working hard behind the scenes on de-escalation. The key question now, what will these two well-armed adversaries do next?
That is BBC's Will Vernon reporting. Experts say Friday's precision strike by Israel deep into Iran demonstrates Israel's military dominance on almost all fronts. This is SRN News. There's a problem with America's youth pastors, Michael Harrington reports.
According to a poll conducted by Arizona Christian University, a lot of the men who are leading young people in local churches lack a biblical worldview. The survey finds only 54% of youth ministers believe that Jesus is the only way to salvation. Just over one-third of them think that there are absolute truths. And only 62% of youth pastors are confident that the Bible is the true word of God to all people. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
German lawmakers have approved legislation that will make it easier for people who are living as the opposite sex to change their name and gender in their official records. The law is one of several social reforms that Chancellor Olaf Scholz's liberal coalition government pledged to put into effect when it took office in 2021. Germany had required individuals wishing to make that change to get an assessment from a mental health expert. This is SRN News. BNSF Railway attorneys in court.
The lawyers told Montana that the railroad should not be held liable for the lung cancer deaths of two former residents of an asbestos-contaminated Montana town. Railroad attorney Chad Knight said the W.R. Grace Mining Company did not tell them that the vermiculite it was hauling around the country was dangerous. The town of Libby, Montana, is among the deadliest sites in the federal Superfund pollution program. The estates of the deceased plaintiffs say dust from a rail yard caused their death. The jury met briefly Friday and planned to resume deliberations on Monday. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Iowa Senator Joni Ernst predicts a victory for Donald Trump in November.
He's got momentum on his side. He's leading in a number of really important swing states by anywhere from 2 to 8 percentage points.
That is Senator Joni Ernst. She was interviewed this week on the Salem Radio Network. More on these stories at srnnews.com.